It is 9:30 here on Martin in the Morning at FM 93.5 The Berg and AM 740 WMVG. And we've got a nice lady. She and I have been hanging out here in the studio for a few minutes. Her name is Lisa Younger, and she has a business called Downsize Simply. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you.
Very good. Now, we were talking off the air, kind of getting to know each other a little bit, and you said when you had to liquidate your dad's estate, this was the inspiration for starting this company. So kind of tell us about that.
Right. As I was going through the contents of this large house, I kept thinking, you know, is there someone that helps people with this?
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that I was really good at it because it involves so many different things, figuring out solutions, you know, what to do with the furniture, what to do with clothes, tools, everything involved in a house.
Yeah, but, because
finding new homes.
A lot of times, you know, some people have lived in the same place for 60 or 70 years.
Right.
And it's amazing what you can accumulate in a matter of just a few years, much less 6 or 7 decades.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Who knows better than you, right?
Right, right. And that we are attached to our stuff.
Yes. Yes, we are. And but, you know, we were just talking about this off the air as well, that, you know, that all of us are just kind of passing through time. And even though I'm very sentimental and, you know, I collect, I'm one of those collector type of people, persons. But, you know, in the final analysis, once we leave this earth, we're not going to take any of that with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, kind of tell me, let's say I'm calling you in to help our family, you know, liquidate an estate. Kind of let's go through some of the steps and how that works.
Sure. What I do is I start with a brief phone conversation to figure out what your goals are, what your needs are. A lot of people, they're just being overwhelmed by what they have in their home.
Yes.
So, you know, we just talk about it. And then I come over, I offer a complimentary consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a look at your space, kind of see where things fall in your home, I'll say.
And if mom and dad were hoarders, you might not want to come off the case, right?
Well, that's a whole different issue.
That's a whole different show.
I'm always willing to try things.
Right.
And you know, figure out what it is your needs. Sometimes it's just a matter of, finding where to put things.
Yeah, I got you.
Or, you know, whatever it is, or you're moving and you know you have too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then when we get to work, I sit down with my clients and we sort through things one item at a time. You know, if we're going through this closet, I pull out each piece of clothing. Are you going to keep it? Are you going to donate it?
Love it or leave it, right?
Yes. You know, when is the last time you used it?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And the same with furniture, kitchenware, tools, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out what you have, what you need to part with, and then finding a new home for those items that you no longer need or use.
Right. And we were talking off the air about the, I think it's called the Restore over on Jamestown Road, right?
Yes.
You go in there, and that place is fabulous.
It is.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law live in Greensboro, North Carolina, and every time they come up to see us, so we live in the city of Pocosin, but that's one of their must stops because they found so many wonderful things there. And those things come from, you know, where what we're talking about here.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Many of the thrift stores, DAV, Goodwill, you find some good stuff as well. Now, probably another thing, and this is probably even more difficult for the folks, let's say a husband and wife, they've been married 65 years, and the husband passes away, and then the wife says, well, I think I'm going to go to Williamsburg Landing or something like that, and they're moving out of a 3-story home on Richmond Road, and it's like, oh my goodness. And, you know, you have that sentimental attachment to those things. And that's very difficult, I would imagine.
Yes, it is. And that's why having another person in there who is not family
and objective,
doesn't have that.
The voice of reason.
Right, the voice of reason.
Right.
But also, you know, doesn't also have that emotional attachment.
Right.
Can help you work through this process.
And mitigate.
You can't keep everything, but
right.
Maybe if you just keep one of the dishes from that set, or you can't take the whole bedroom set, but you can take the bedside table.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also sometimes people realize, like, you know, I never, even though that belonged to Grandma, I never really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping it out of guilt.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And say it's okay to let it go.
Well, have you ever seen those memes on social media like Facebook? And, you know, Grandma has this tremendous collection of Hummel plates and figurines. And just think, darling, one day all this will be yours.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I often say to my clients, you know, just because your children don't want it doesn't mean they don't love you.
Right, right. It's and people have different tastes.
Right, right.
And our children, they like the more modern style, and our home is very, you know, colonial and all that kind of stuff. And they actually make fun of us. So I'm sure once we're gone, I just have visions of somebody with Colonel in front of their name coming in, a big auction, or maybe they would use a service like yours. Now, speaking of which, I'm sure many people are thinking, gosh, maybe I could use that lady's help. So let's give out your phone number and your website so people will know how to contact you.
Sure. My website is downsizesimply.com, and my phone is 757-206-3350.
Okay. So did you catch that? Repeat that one more time.
Sure. Downsizesimply.com, and my phone is 757-206-3350.
Okay. Have you had a lot of clients since you've opened your company?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would imagine that you would. Yeah. Well, maybe they can schedule you to come back sometime, because I'd like to know how it's going. And I'm always curious, you know, to because this is something I would have never thought of. But we're sitting here talking about it, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great idea. Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous idea, and good for you for wanting to take on that, because I'm, you know, as we said, you know, with the emotional aspects of it and the amount of stuff, you know.
Right.
It's like, whoa, oh my goodness. Lisa Younger from Downsize Simply here with us on Martin in the Morning, and thank her for coming in. We'll be coming back with our WMBG DeLorean time machine as we travel back on this day in history. I think it's 1971 today, so you don't want to miss that. Stick around right here at FM 93.5 and AM 740 WMBG.